And welcome back to Kimber Country 92.3 and on demand at kimber923.com. Tyson and Veronica with you, and we are pleased to be joined once again as we open up the 2019 legislative session by State Senator Matt Williams. He will join us once a week for a state legislative recap on the happenings over at the Nebraska State Capitol. So first of all, with that, Senator, we appreciate the time, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to bring all of your listeners up to date on their Nebraska legislature. And certainly, this was a busy week with the kickoff of the current legislative session on Wednesday, January 9th. And we started with a bang with our leadership elections, and those elections went very smooth this year. We had many contested races, but at the same time, things turned out well at the end of the day. I'm pleased to report that I was elected to become chairman of the Banking, Commerce, and Insurance Committee. I've served on that committee during my first 4 years in the body and have served as vice chairman all 4 years, and now we'll take over the chairmanship. So I'm busy organizing the office move to a new location in the Capitol. I'm looking forward to that.
Once again, State Senator Matt Williams joining us here on Kimber Country 92.3. Senator, you mentioned a little bit about getting that chair for the banking committee. Talking just a little bit about that, the chairmanships, is that something that typically goes to the senior senators, the senators that have been in the Nebraska legislature for a while?
Well, it typically, historically, over the years has. We have... you know, there is a lot to learn when you become a senator, and it would be very hard to chair a committee. Even though your subject matter knowledge might be good, you would not have the background in the policies and the procedural parts of the legislative process. So I think generally a person needs to have some experience in this body before becoming a chairman.
Again, the Nebraska legislature just wrapping up the first 2 days of a 90-day session, and I think you can agree, Senator, thankfully it is a 90-day session because there is a lot on the table to accomplish. We could spend an entire show talking about just one of the issues, and I'm sure as we roll along we'll dive more in-depthly into the issues, but property taxes, a budget, corrections issues, you have medical marijuana likely coming up on the ballot. We just heard today that the death penalty issue is back before the Nebraska legislature. So much to get to, and even 90 days often doesn't seem like enough time.
Well, you're certainly right, but it's 90 full working days, so we will do our best. But the first thing you mentioned, the creation of a budget for the biennium will be extremely important, and we will take that task on. And again, the revenues coming into the state continue to dwindle and not increase like people would hope that they would, so it will be challenging again to put together a budget. And that's when I caution people with things that they would like to see the state do that cost money. We just can't look at those kind of things during a period of time when we have revenue shortfalls. At the same time, you mentioned property tax reform and tax reform in general. I remain committed and optimistic about the ability of this legislature to take on that task. But we will be looking for some additional sources of revenue if we are going to be able to offer property tax relief, because if you decrease taxes in one area without decreasing services, you have to pay for them somehow. And most of us remain committed to funding other programs, including K-12 education in our university system, in a fashion that meets the expectations and needs of our students and our communities.
Again, Senator Matt Williams joining us here on KBear Country 92.3 and on demand at KBear923.com for an update from the Nebraska legislature. As we let you go, Senator, you mentioned the word optimism, and that is a word that I have been hearing in just reading from some of the comments from Senator Jim Scheer, reelected Speaker of the legislature. You had Senator Dan Quick all talking about just optimism. There seems to be within the body a different feel with this legislative session than maybe the past couple of years.
Well, I think this session started better than we started 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the leadership elections created a negative environment to work in. And this year, with the elections, things went smoothly. And I think that starts us off with more optimism. We also have new committee chairs. So we have a new committee chair of the Revenue Committee and a new committee makeup there. And that committee will be recharged with the responsibility of bringing forth legislation that addresses these tax issues that we're talking about. So that committee, I am optimistic, will work very hard. I hope they are able to build consensus so that they can find enough votes in the committee to bring legislation to the floor so that we can all discuss it and try to make a difference for the future.
East State Senator Matt Williams joining us here on KBEAR Country 92.3. Senator, congratulations on being elected to your committee. We look forward to seeing the progress from the Nebraska legislature and look forward to an update next week.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Tyson.